Yep, roger that. It sounds like the Keurig has a cycle specifically for it, so it might run it special, but I know with like drip machines, there's actually a strategy some people use. They basically start the brew process with their cleaner inside it, and then they shut their machine off. So the pump has sucked up the solution into the pump. It has gotten onto all the surfaces of the machine, and by shutting it off, it sits there exactly like you're saying. And then, you know, 20 minutes later, they come back and they turn it on, and it starts brewing it again. And then it starts flushing through all that stuff that had been sitting there.